Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 11, Rest and Recreation. Part 1 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
White knuckling isn't something I do often, but having only one good hand, I had to hold onto the wheel somehow. It only got worse as we approached the last mile till the tower. Dat too wasn't doing well. Saul's pretty experienced with treating these sort of things, and he did what he could. There just didn't seem to be much fight left in Dat too.
Michael.
One sec.
It was a left back there.
I know where I'm going.
And where's that?
Who the hell is this?
Who the hell are you?
He was locked in with that too. He's another survivor.
I just want to know where we're headed.
You'll find out, okay? Just to sit tight, all right?
Michael, what happened to you? How did you get...
Later! There's no time right now.
You want to switch out? It only takes...
Look, just look at that too, okay? We don't have time to waste. I can manage.
Michael, go over...
Bert, I have this.
Listen to me. Go in between those two cars there, or you'll set off the tripwire.
Wait, the what?
All right, I see the spot. Hold on, I ain't slowing down.
What's the wire for?
Tommy and I set up a little wire along the perimeter after you left. Anyone who gets too close, alarm goes off. We needed something extra while so many of us were gone.
I still say we should have wired it with explosives.
What if a normal or something?
Saul, prep that too. We're pulling up to the front. I need to...
Oh, what the hell? Some turkey didn't shut the front door. I swear, while the parents are away.
And it doesn't matter, okay? Just come on. Just get that too upstairs.
I'll put the Hummer in the garage.
No. Help Saul carry that too upstairs. The sooner he gets that IV, the sooner...
I thought we were in a hurry.
What? What is it?
Who's on guard duty?
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
What is it, Michael?
You hear that?
Hear what?
Shh. It's an alarm.
Sounds like the one we set up. But we didn't trip it.
You sure?
Well, we went right through the green cars. That's our go zone. Well, there's no wire there.
Something else set it off.
Ammo check. What do we got?
Shirley's empty.
We used what was left of the 5.56s back there.
Riley, what about your bow?
No.
Come on, we gotta have something.
Saul's got his knife.
Hold on. I might have something in my... Here, 2.556 rounds.
Would anybody object if I took the M16?
No.
Okay.
That's all you got? I thought you were Army...
Hey, you, back in the Hummer.
But I can...
Can't do shit right now, but give us problems. Riley, you too. Hold up here and watch that too. We'll go up ahead.
That's some attitude you got there, buddy.
Hey, relax. They know what they're doing. Come on.
Yeah, two bullets left. Yeah, right.
Yes, I'm right. They just used up all their ammo, saving your ass. So quit complaining and get in the back with that too.
Sorry, lady. I was just saying, I wanted to help is all.
Funny way of showing it. It's all right, Datu. We're here now. You'll be inside soon, in your bed and everything. Won't that be nice?
Riley.
Yeah?
Yeah, if we're not back in 5, I think you might want to take the Hummer out of here, all right?
But...
All right?
Let's get a move on.
I can do that.
Hey, these rounds are dented.
Well, why'd you think they were in my pocket? They got jammed. They're in there double-fed. Didn't want to risk using them.
Well, they'll still work.
And if they don't...
Improvise, I don't know.
Situation upstairs might not be bad. You haven't considered that.
Man, after all that, you still haven't changed.
When has it not been something?
Bert, we'll be right behind you.
I got my knife. I'll go second.
And we have...
You have your butt stock. I have a busted arm.
Maybe you should stay behind.
Try and stop me.
Here, Michael, give me your rifle. I'll swap you.
All right.
No signs of a fight. Everything's still in its place.
Except the door to the stairwell. Look, it's open.
And behind the desk. Okay, this room's good. Come on.
It's pretty damn quiet.
Angel, shut the door behind us. We don't need any critters getting in.
What about the others? In the Hummer, we can't just...
Then tell him and get back here.
Keep going?
Yeah, he'll be back. Let's head up.
First stop should be my room, all right? The rest of our ammo is locked in there.
That sounds good.
Smell that?
Not really. What is it? One of them?
Maybe.
Yeah, I smell it too.
Second floor. This is my stop.
Shh.
It's coming from that way. Around the corner. Down by the second hall.
Bert, where's your place?
Around the corner at the end. East facing.
We crept down the stretch of the hallway and rounded the corner. A man in a gray pinstripe suit stood near the end of the hall, banging on the door. Between him and us, human-ish remains laid on the ground, missing a majority of its head.
Looks like it's already taken care of. Right on. Blew a huge chunk out of his head, too. And you were worried they wouldn't be able to take care of themselves. Hey, Chief. Yo. We're back, it's all right.
You know him?
Maybe. Looks familiar.
Hey, guys. Shit, you got it. Not much left
of it. We didn't do that. He did.
Just happened to. Looks like...
Hey, compadre. Hey, I'm talking to you.
He stood there with his back towards us, only turning his ear slightly, looking at us out of the corner of his eye. Then he put his hands up in the air.
Bert, lower your rifle. Hey, man. It's all right. We're back. It's cool now. Come on. Come on over here. Where's everyone? Bert, lower it. He ain't moving till you do.
Michael, do you think I should? What if he's not one of us?
Well, he's not armed.
Help us.
What?
Help us.
Hear that? Poor guy's freaking out.
Come on, Bert. Look, the poor guy's shaking. He's been through enough.
What about you, sir?
I'm with Michael. Would you relax?
My eyes may be old. This guy doesn't look familiar.
Nah. I think that's Paul. All right? He lives on the fourth floor. He always dresses like that.
Back up! Slowly to us!
Saul's right, Bert. I think it's Paul.
It's... Paul.
See?
Bert, what other proof do you need?
Turn around!
Bert, we don't have time for this. We need to find everyone else. There might be more of those things in here. We need to get your ammo
and get... on the other side of him!
Michael!
Bert, they need us! Fine, give me your gun now, Bert.
Stand down, Sergeant!
Listen, one arm or not, I will get that rifle from you if you don't hand it over. They need our help.
Paul, where is everybody else?
He stood there 20 feet from us now and pointed to the floor above us. Bert never lowered his rifle.
Turn around!
Michael!
It's Pegs.
Give me that rifle!
Shoot him! Michael, shoot him!
Sergeant!
Just let go of it, Bert. Just
come
let
on! Oh. There's no time!
Michael!
Oh, no.
Move!
Damn it!
Hurry!
You bunch of morons! I told you!
He's down. You got him?
Bert, I swear I didn't know. He was talking to us.
Did any of you hear that?
I thought he was Paul.
No, that was Paul.
She pointed to the mutilated body lying on the floor below us. We all switched our eyes to the other body laying face down, in the pinstripe suit.
Shoot it again!
I put two in its chest, right in the heart! It ain't getting back up.
Please, Bert, just do it, please! It wasn't enough!
I would, but we're out! We got no more rounds!
As Bert said this, the man in the pinstripes rose instantly to his feet. His face became visible as he looked down on us, standing at least 6.5 feet tall. There wasn't a patch of skin left on his body that wasn't colored with one tattoo or another. His bright green eyes squinted as his grin extended to show the crooked and broken pieces of his remaining teeth. He leaned forward for only a breath until his glare met Saul's knife. As he turned to run, I noticed the two burnt holes in his shirt.
He's running!
Michael, knife!
Catch!
Ah, buddy, where you going, huh?
Get him before he reaches the window!
Damn it! There he goes.
Hold on! Was all my ammo.
Bert, he's 100 meters out. Hurry up.
Here, got one.
300 meters. Good luck.
I won't need it.
Bert. You hit him.
Damn it. Yeah, but I wasn't aiming for his hand. And there he goes. Didn't even slow him down.
It's all right, Bert. None of us could have made that shot.
I knew I'd seen that little shit before. That's the one we saw on the roof outside in the rain.
By the
ambush site, remember? And after today, I'm pretty sure he'll remember us. I should have aimed for the head in the hall. What the hell was I thinking? Oh, wait, now I know. I was thinking, why the hell won't Michael let go of my gun?
It was a mistake.
One I'm sure you'll learn to regret.
Bert, where are your 5.56 rounds?
The hell if I know. Someone's been rooting through my crap. The only round I found was on the ground.
Wait, here are some nines.
I won't stop much.
Doesn't matter, I just needed something.
Here, give me some. I'll go with you.
Pegs, where is everyone?
There were some of us in the apartment he was trying to get into.
Is Lizzie in there?
No, I don't know where she was.
Angel.
Right behind you.
Yeah. Bunch of frickin' thieves.
Hey, look. I'll look through your apartment for the ammo. Pegs, go down with Bert and help Riley with that, too.
All right.
I'm not too sure I should listen to you anymore. I mean, why don't you go down there? Oh, yeah. Your arm.
Just go, all right? I'll kiss your ass to apologize later.
All right. Find my rounds for Shirley.
Yeah, I'll try. I searched and searched, finding only scattered rounds here and there. Where once we had boxes and boxes, there were now only handfuls of all-size rounds. I tried to focus on the pain in my arm over the overwhelming sense of betrayal.
They're already up there. They're taking Datu and Riley to the shop now.
How's he look?
Oh, I don't know. I just came back to tell you what was happening.
What happened? How did that get in here?
I don't know. I was checking O'Reilly's supplies, and then I heard Lizzie and Paul saying something about another survivor, and we were all excited, but once the guy in the pinstripes got upstairs, he jumped on Paul and attacked him like any other creature would. A few of us ran into the room and locked it behind us. Oh my God, and he was pounding on the door. When I thought I heard you, I shouted for you. I didn't think you heard me. Paul thought he was one of us, so I thought you might too. So I broke the window and hopped a few balconies to the other side. I was right too. You did think he was...
Easy. Take a breath. So Paul was on guard duty?
No. I think it was supposed to be Lizzie, but I don't know. Oh my gosh. I hope everyone else is okay.
So he only got to this floor?
Yeah, I think, but...
Well, if that's the case, then we might be lucky.
The rest of the floors are clear.
That was fast.
Well, we had help. Everyone was hiding in their apartments after the alarm went off. They helped search top to bottom. Looks like we lucked out. Datu's IV'd and he's in his bed now, and the Hummer's in the garage. Things go quick when people know their part. And Bill didn't even know there was something wrong.
So, everyone else is all right?
Yeah, for the most part.
What does that mean?
Well, they're kind of pissed off that one got in here.
And who let it in?
That'd be me.
Lizzie, what is your... are you screwed in the head or what?
I thought he was real.
What, did you see his face? How the hell could you think that?
Hey, you did. I did too. And Angel, get off her back.
Look, I was training Paul on the new alarm when he came to the door. He called up to us. Paul yelled out the code. He entered it a couple of times before he got it right, and then he came inside.
He understood the code?
Yes. And he said okay when we called it down.
I can't believe this one can talk.
So you let him inside?
Well, not right away. Paul and I both watched him on the camera. He looked normal in a suit and everything.
But did you see his face?
No, he kept his back to the camera. That's why Paul went to look from the door. It's like he knew we were watching him.
Yeah, and that's when it was too late.
Paul only cracked the door to the lobby a little to see, but the thing lunged for him. I pulled the alarm and locked the door. Paul made it upstairs in time, but then I heard him screaming in the hall. I'm so sorry, Michael.
Listen, don't be sorry to me. Be sorry to Paul. I'm sure you saw what was left of him on your way here.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, she did the best she could. All right, look, it's all right, girl. Why don't you go to the apartment and wait for me?
Goddamn zombies are playing games with us now. What the hell's next?
Well, I don't know. We just gotta play it careful is all.
Yeah, well, at least someone should know this. Who broke into Bert's room?
Wait, someone broke in here too?
What? There's more?
Yeah, Riley's shop was.
Serious?
Yes.
What'd they take?
Food. Just food. But a lot of it.
Wait, so when did this happen?
This morning after you guys left. I was on the roof when it happened. Kelly came and told me.
Check it out. Bert's lock. Not a scratch on it. Or the wall.
Someone must have had a key.
Hey, Michael?
We're down here in Bert's apartment.
Hey, this way. Hey, Michael, you gotta hear this.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, well, this is just great. What is it now?
Look, I'm sorry for how I acted before. I was pretty freaked out. There's just some things I think you should know.
Michael, this is Kalani. You know the
guy. Yeah, the guy that was with Datu. So what do you want?
Well, if you're gonna be that way, I guess I don't need to...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, okay? We just had a massive amount of our essential shit stolen, so excuse me if I ain't sugarcoating it right now.
Wait, what?
Later. Now, what, Kalani, is it? Well, you have something I need to know?
Yeah. Well, all right. I just wanted to tell you that you were lucky is all.
Lucky? Hey, who the hell do you think you are?
Michael, this has happened before. Hey, tell him, Kalani.
I just meant you were all lucky that you got here when you did. When this last happened, most everyone was killed or taken.
Where was this?
The other Tower of Survivors.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Nico Marvin, Manly Woods, Michael Ray Clark, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood, and Bob Bergen as Skittles. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.